Oh, Cecil, you got a new sweater.
Sure, and that's not all. Look at these.
And new shoes. When did you get them?
Today. I told you last night I was going to get them.
Oh, you spent your 15...
Sure. Our new sweater and these shoes. Pretty hot, huh?
Oh, it's grand, but aren't black and white shoes supposed to be worn in the summertime?
Oh, don't start that, Sally. Aunt Bess said the same thing.
Cecil, I think they're even prettier than Alexander's. His are black over the toes.
Well, there's only one thing the matter with them.
What's that? They look all right.
Well, it was the only pair they had left.
Ooh, you were lucky.
Yeah, but they were a size too little.
You mean your feet were too big?
No, my feet are always the same size. These were what they call sample shoes. It was the only pair.
Well, what'd you get them for, then?
I wanted them.
But how are you going to wear them?
On my ears, of course.
But, Cecil, if they're too small, how are you going to get them on your feet?
I've got them on, haven't I?
Yes, but I don't see how.
I use my hands and a shoehorn.
Well, don't they hurt?
Well, sure. They're awful tight.
Does your aunt know they're too small?
No, I should say.
I don't see why you got them when they were too small.
Because I've always wanted a pair of white and black sports shoes.
But couldn't you have waited until I got some more, Ian?
I wouldn't have had any money then.
Well, goodness, it's nothing to me. You'll have to wear them.
They sure do pinch.
Do they pinch right now?
All the time.
Goodness, and they talk about girls getting things too small. You're worse than that.
Well, I have what I want. I'll kick if there's any kicking to be done.
If you kick in those shoes, it'll hurt.
Well, to tell the truth, they sure do squeeze. Well, I feel like I can't breathe.
You don't breathe with your feet anyhow.
Well, I could feel that way, couldn't I?
Steve, are you very uncomfortable?
I sure am. Golly, I hope they stretch. Oh, this is terrible.
Why don't you stretch them yourself?
That's what I'm wearing them for. Maybe I ought to keep walking around the room.
Well, if you're going to walk, let's walk over to Flossie's house.
Oh, no, I'll get them dirty. Oh, golly, it's getting worse. I think I'll go back home and take them off, Sally.
Cecil, you know what I think?
No, what?
Well, I think they're too small.
Of course they are.
Well, no, I didn't mean that. I mean they ought to be bigger.
Well, they will be after I wear them a little while.
Why don't you stretch them yourself?
How do you mean?
Well, you can take them off and pull on them.
All right. Do you mind if I do it now?
No, and I'll help you. You hold on to the toe and I'll pull on the heel.
All right. Wait a minute. I'll take them off. Here's one. Oh, golly. Whew.
Now, let me take a hold of one end and you pull on the other.
All right. I don't guess the leather will tear, will it?
Oh, Cecil, don't be silly. Leather grows on a cow.
Well, I know that they make leather out of cow's hide.
Well, did you ever hear of the hide on a cow tearing?
I don't know much about cows.
Well, it stretches, just like your skin.
All right. Here, take hold. Now pull. All right, come on, pull. Let's stretch him.
Oh, Cecil, don't. You're pulling me.
Well, can't you stand still? How can we stretch this new shoe if you don't hold on?
All right. I'll brace myself against the table. Now.
All right, here we go. All right, now pull. Oh, Sally, don't let me drag you around.
Well, Cecil, you're stronger than I am.
Oh, here, this isn't doing any good. Let go.
Are you going to put it back on? That didn't stretch it any.
Oh, I bet I can stretch him myself. This doesn't stretch him.
Oh, Cecil, you can't do it by yourself. Besides, you look like you were going to bust.
I'd like to bust someone in the nose.
Cecil, I know how to stretch him.
Well, tell me. Gee, I won't be able to get him back on now.
Here, see on the table? There's some water in this flower bowl.